So good morning, everyone. So here we're back for the new series of The True Tales from Harrods, the wonderful podcast. My name's Alexander Wells Greco, creative visual director here at Harrods, but I'm here not to talk about creative. I'm here to represent our inclusion networks across Harrods. I'm currently the chair of our LGBTQIA plus network here in Harrods. But I've got two amazing guests who are far more competent than I. The first, I'm going to let him do his own introduction, but he is rocking the best beard I have ever seen. So good morning, Errol.
Alex, forever the charmer. So I'm Errol, IT product owner. But today I'm here as the chair of the Racial Equality and Diversity Network at Harrods. And yeah, really pleased to be involved in this conversation, talking about a really exciting feature that we're going to be working and supporting over the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, great to be here today and part of this conversation.
Amazing. And to save the best to last, we have the wonderful Sunila. Sunila, please introduce yourself.
So I'm Sunila. I am a delivery manager up in private shopping, but today I'm here representing the Mental Health and Wellbeing Awareness Network, and I'm the chair of that network.
Amazing. So yes, so as we said, we're here to take over, have a very honest, open conversation. But our structure is really to talk about what National Inclusion Week means. But just in case anyone doesn't really know what National Inclusion Week means, it's a week dedicated for here at Harrods to celebrate inclusion and taking action to create inclusive workplaces, which I'm sure no one would ever disagree with. So that's the concept for today. So let's get started. So I suppose, how do we kick this off? Should we talk what inclusion means to us or our chairs?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah. Errol, what does inclusion mean for you?
Interesting. I thought about this on the way into work today. I don't know if there's like a end point for this for me. But for me, I think it's largely around feeling accepted. You know, you want to feel connected. People want you around, want to be working with you, respect you. And I think I use the word accept, I'll say it again, accept you for you. Everyone wants to feel included, everyone wants to feel involved. And, you know, that's, I guess that's feelings that we've had as we've grown up, right? You know, from nursery, you want to have friends, you want someone to play with in the sandpit, and it's the same thing at work, right? You come into work and you want to enjoy your workplace, you want to enjoy the people that you work with, and you want people to value what you bring to the table. So yeah, for me, it's just about feeling accepted and involved and also seeing similar people like you around and learning from other people that might not be like you as well. So that's what inclusion feels like for me. What about you, Sunila?
No, absolutely. I think I echo everything you said. I think inclusion, it is absolutely being accepted and celebrating those differences that we have. So being able to value what makes each of us uniquely ourselves. And it's coming from the different areas of the networks. You know, Harrods is a fantastic place of very different representation. So, yeah.
Amazing. I suppose then, from my perspective, I guess inclusion means exactly what we're doing right now, bringing three networks across Harrods together for the first time. So game changers, guys. Yep. But I suppose fundamentally it's togetherness. From my perspective, and some of you might know this, I'm a twin, so I was born a we, okay? So for my aspect in life is always to include other people, and I do that from birth. So I guess that's probably the most significant aspect for me is just always thinking more than just about who you are, what you have, but accept other people for where they're coming from and what they can offer, regardless of any, I guess, differentiation from a gender, race, sexual orientation perspective. You know, everyone's human. And I suppose from Harrods' side, inclusion is so significant because it sits fundamentally within our brand values. You know, we talk about we're human, we are one. So I guess it makes super sense to make sure that it becomes a front-facing priority, and even more so with the networks that we all represent.
Sure. So what do you think being inclusive at work means then?
Well, I suppose from my perspective, it's open for all. Everyone should be given the same level of opportunity, equality, be respected of who they are. I love about London, and I don't live here anymore, so it's actually really important for me for my family, is that we come from a really diverse, you know, multicultural society where everyone is accepted. So, and I know nothing's perfect, but we're really lucky to at least live in the UK where that is a fundamental priority. And therefore work for, a leader in the market, Harrods, one of the exclusive department stores, in the globe, to be allowed to work alongside people that come from completely different backgrounds, who have different perspectives. For me, that is just so important. What about you guys?
I think for me, you mentioned family there. We spend a lot of time with our work colleagues, and, you want to feel like you belong, right? Mm. As you said, and we've got a great opportunity where, we've got a diverse customer group, diverse base of employees, and we all want to feel we've got that underlying human need to just feel like we belong. And Harrods is a family. I want to see that family, I guess, grow and start to represent more of what society represents. For me, it's all around feeling like you belong at Harrods. And I feel like we're on a journey towards that belonging. And with, again, as you said at the top of this podcast, the three of us being in a room today, having this conversation, kind of really signposts the direction that we're moving in. So
I think inclusion in the workplace, it is very much, we are celebrating each other's differences, that we each have that kind of value to bring. And so we've talked about, just before the podcast, of how we have different kind of lives and how Harrods is able to support that life, so that you're able to bring your best to work, that if you have the support to celebrate who you are, we're able to do that.
No, that makes complete sense. I suppose the other thing probably to highlight as well, like, it's just creating, I suppose, a safe space for anyone to feel comfortable in themselves to discuss and have an open forum, from an inclusion side, but even just work from a daily working pattern. Like, as leaders in the organization, you should always be able to speak freely and openly without feeling there's any barriers, from who you are, what you have, or what you believe in. So it's good. It's a deep topic though, isn't it? Like, I feel like with everything going on in life right now, but we're here to sort of, obviously make change. Let's talk about becoming, I guess, chairs of the networks. Like, Errol, talk to us. Like, how did it come about? Were you selected? Did you nominate yourself?
Probably a bit of both. So I initially joined the network as vice chair. So back in October 2020, I think it was, I joined the network as vice chair. And it kind of come about off the back of some of the things that were kind of going on in the world at the time, some of the kind of tragic news that we heard and some of the injustices that were going on. And I just felt compelled as a black man working at Harrods to kind of say something. I felt like almost like a deep responsibility to kind of speak to Harrods about their view. And so I reached out and had a conversation with Viv at the time. And then kind of fast forward a few weeks later, we're in a room with similar people with similar views, kind of talking about the Race, Equality and Diversity Network and what that meant and the direction that we wanted to go in and the difference that we wanted to make at Harrods and started basically setting off some objectives. So that was 2020, and kind of fast forward to where we are now chair of the network, feeling as motivated, as inspired as I was, a few years back. And it feels like a bit of a journey, lots of success stories, lots of different people that have been involved, lots of kind of allies, lots of champions, lots of people helping us kind of move towards the direction that we want to be in, helping to unlock some barriers, unlock some challenges. So it's been fun. We've learned a lot, come a long way, and I think there's still so much more for us to do, which is kind of keeping us all motivated to kind of carry on. What about you, Alex? Why did you get involved?
Well, actually, it sounds, I think we should squash a myth, because I think lots of people think our networks are quite competitive. Yeah. However, what I'm about to say is really competitive. Yeah. So we're the longest standing network at Harrods, created in 2019. I mean, to be honest, I am the chair, but the real hero within my network is a gentleman called James Moore. He's absolutely incredible vice chair. And I think obviously just with yourself as well, like I am who I am. I've been always really proud and confident on who I am, and I've never felt ashamed for who I am. But just because of how I feel and behave and come from a supportive family doesn't mean that anyone across my network might not automatically feel the same. So it was really to become a front-facing person that can represent, diversity and inclusion from a, you know, LGBTQIA plus perspective and showcase that actually Harrods is a place to support anyone. So yeah, but I suppose in context around the network, longest standing, as I said, I also think it might be the biggest network at Harrods, just putting out there.
Wow.
We have lots of allies. And really, I suppose that we've kind of grown organically as a network, which is fun. And I think it's also amazing that now we're all coming together because before passing on to Sunila, the other thing that we should actually highlight is we're not competitive as networks and actually we're all part of each other's networks. So you shouldn't feel that your communities cannot merge, you know, throughout the year. So
I'm going to independently verify all the stats that you shared with us.
I was going to say, I'm going to check the numbers after because I'm pretty sure that we're the biggest network.
Yeah, right.
But we're not competitive.
Come on then, Sunila. So what about yourself then? Talk to us, how did you become chair?
So I became chair of the network earlier this year. So the Mental Health Network has been running for a couple of years. It's not the first one, but might be one of the better ones. But yes, I joined as a kind of just on the general committee. And then when our chair was leaving, I was asked if I would like to take over that role with a bit of a push, probably. It's not something I would have put myself up for, but I think the issues of mental health and how it's dealt with in the workplace was just really important to me. From my personal experience, I've gone through mental health illness and I've had an amazing group of people around me at work in terms of my director, the line manager at the time, corporate health service. And one of the things that really drove me to want to push this was that I wanted everybody in Harrods to be able to have that support, to not feel a stigma or shame about talking about it, but to really be able that this becomes an open conversation. And so if that means me putting myself out of my comfort zone to have to talk about it, that is what I will do.
Amazing. Do you feel, I suppose, stigma is quite a key word, isn't it, for all of us? I suppose for your perspective, Sunila, like in 2022, do you feel that there is a stigma around mental health?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's still very much an invisible thing. You know, you can live your life and you can look very shiny on the outside, as I did for many years, and nobody would have known any different. So sometimes what we're doing is really just to open that conversation, that people have that space in which to talk about it, that it becomes part of our normal everyday interactions with people, that, you know, if you are sick for whatever reason, you're not trying to hide something, you're not feeling ashamed, you're not worried you're going to be judged. So again, you know, same across all the different areas in Harrods, but I think for mental health, really important.
And I suppose, and I don't want this to come across patronising in any sense, but I think that's so wonderfully brave for you to have the confidence in yourself to share your story to absolutely strangers. I think that's amazing, honestly.
Thank you.
And I feel it's really authentic as well, you know, that your reasons behind wanting to kind of chair this network and steer it forward is coming from personal motivators. And I think that's probably why we're all involved in doing what we do and kind of makes us want to do those additional hours on a tough week and, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, very brave of you to just kind of share your story with us and really appreciate it.
I think that's been one of the most wonderful things in my role as the chair, is just getting to meet so many people across Harrods and hearing their stories. So I meet with each person who joins our committee or one of the site reps, and listening to everybody's motivation or understand, you know, reason to want to be part of this, you know, it just floors me every time that we have these amazing people at Harrods. You know, I've met sales associates who are actually trained counsellors. I've met, you know, people who work in the kitchens who used to be mental health nurses, who've, you know, have that kind of professional aspect, but also people's personal experiences. And I think it's something that should be celebrated and not something that should be hidden away. So if I can do that in a small part, then yeah, let's do that.
Amazing. As well, Errol, do you want to, should we maybe, or as a team, just discuss like things that we've been really proud of from a network perspective, or even like things that are up and coming that we kind of want people to sort of know and be aware of? So come on, Errol, you can start then.
Let's go.
Best moments.
Yeah, let's go. I think for me, yeah, we've been on the journey as a network One of the things I'm kind of really proud of is our careers evening that we held a few weeks ago now. And, you know, for me, it was just, it sums up some of the things we've already spoken about, some of the things that we'll cover, I'm sure, later on in the podcast. But essentially, you know, our network kind of came to us with an idea about, you know, how can we help people make that transition from some of those more volume roles into more specialist roles. Typically, that would be a transition from a retail store focus role to, you know, maybe marketing or finance or a support role like that. And, you know, we had lots of ideas coming from some of our allies, as I said, some of our board members. And then this just kind of led to a culmination of ideas. And then we just landed on doing a careers evening. And again, you know, we kind of put it right back out into the Harrods community, kind of looked for people to kind of get involved and support that idea. And we ended up with a beautiful night where we had Natisha, Neil, Taylor and Paige kind of share some really personal career stories, talking about moving from other companies into Harrods, talking about how they developed and progressed their careers at Harrods and some of their learnings along that journey. And, you know, I looked around the crowd and I could see so many people scribbling, making notes. There was lots of engagement, lots of people asking questions, just trying to learn from others. And that's the beauty of bringing a Harrods community together with the focus of learning from other people. And I feel everyone was really personal. Everyone felt comfortable, and that just kind of set the mark for the night, where just there was just great engagement. And I guess to kind of put it all together, you know, we brought in some of our fantastic colleagues from recruitment, and again, you know, very cheeky request, and they were all over it. You know, they took it very seriously. They felt really, I guess, I can't even find the word. They just so surprised that we kind of reached out and that we wanted them to be involved, and they just kind of, you know, went from 0 to 100 and just kind of came into that session and shared some beautiful tips, just again to help people put their best foot forward. So from, you know, CV writing skills to tips how to kind of prepare for an interview. And for me, again, that's just another example of like allies, colleagues in the Harrods community really seeing the value of what our networks are trying to achieve. And again, at their own expense, in their own time, kind of giving back. And I think for me, it was so powerful to just kind of see, you know, other teams just kind of being so available and ready to help. And like I say, it was well received by the audience. And again, lots of notes, heads down, scribbling, lots of engagement. And then, yeah, there's so many other teams that kind of really helped put it together. You know, we had catering, we had our employee experience team, we had our network members volunteering to kind of help out, had lots of beautiful comms going out. Just so many people made it happen on the night. And yeah, we managed to host, you know, just under 50 people, and hopefully help them kind of progress their career, whether it's within Harrods or outside. So yeah, really proud to kind of bring a really diverse audience together and kind of just spend the evening focusing on our careers and what we can do to kind of navigate that, and some tips and tricks to kind of help us as we kind of move forward. And as someone that really benefited from some of the programs run at Harrods, I personally wanted to kind of drive it, because I feel like that should be open to everyone and people should be able to access people that can help. And I feel like the problem isn't always not being able to access. Sometimes people don't feel that they can access. And I feel like the careers evening really demonstrated that actually people do want to help. And if you ask, you will get a lot, probably more than you expected. And I think that was the first night where we really demonstrated that back to the business. So hopeful to do many more.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think huge congratulations on it. I've heard a lot of amazing stories come out of it and how successful it was. So really well done.
Thank you. And I'm hoping that we can see some placements internally in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on that.
Mm. Yeah, resourcing must love you. And yeah. Sunila, what about yourself? Like highlights within your network or?
I think definitely really it's the people that make it. One of the things that we've done as a network is really to focus on the smaller sites as well. So to make sure each site has its own mental health representative. So within that site, they can kind of do their own activities, how they think it would be best received. And so places like H Beauty have done some amazing, like created wellbeing corners. I'd really like to work at H Beauty because they were doing like little mini surprise nails and arm massages throughout the day for wellbeing. It's not happening in my office, but that sounds pretty good. Over in the studio this week, they did just like a timeout session at lunchtime to go and watch like a nice relaxing video if anybody wanted to come. And again, just creating those spaces. I think for us, we're really excited and looking forward to World Mental Health Day, which is on the 10th of October. So as a network, we're doing a lot of preparation for that. The thing I'm most excited about is we are doing our directors panel. So we have 7 of Harrods directors coming to talk about what mental health means to them. And I think for me, that was such a proud moment that I reached out to a group of very senior, very busy people in the business who all just went, yeah, absolutely. And so I can't wait to see what happens.
Amazing. God, you guys, overachievers.
What are you doing, Alex?
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition. No, we've done a lot. I was just listening to what you were saying and just thinking from my perspective. Look, we've obviously, of course, worked with the R team who've been absolutely brilliant. We've updated policies internally. So there's lots of really sensible, significant things that have happened behind the scenes, which can't be underestimated. But I suppose I was thinking more pragmatically, just from a coming together perspective. When James and I formed the network such a long time ago in 2019, we were like, look, let's just first just get a group of like-minded people, create a community and do something social. Yeah. Broaden the network, blah, blah, blah. Of course, people want to come. Of course, it will be fun. Fast forward to us organizing an evening. It ended up being just James and I. And actually one of my colleagues, actually Simon. So slightly disappointing. We still had a lovely evening, but it kind of really dawned on me that actually maybe I'd been a bit naive into really understanding that actually there would be the appetite internally or people would feel safe or comfortable to join something. So I guess, you know, fast forward a few years, we organised just a social togetherness for the network, but also any ally that wants to come. And to be fair, I would probably say in my career today, and I've worked for Harrods for over 12 years, it was probably the best evening we've shared with like-minded people at Harrods. And the feedback was just monumental. You met new faces, you heard people's stories, it was lighthearted. The world is so gloomy right now. And it really kind of, I suppose, reignited in a lot of us, you know, even more passionate about us as a brand and what we support. So probably from the people side, I'd say that. I think people always find it really interesting to hear stories about ourselves, like who we are, where we came from. So just before we started this podcast this morning, I just asked Aaron Snilly where they came from. And actually, even just from a London perspective, I'm a Southwest Londoner. Errol's a North. Are you North East Londoner, North West Londoner?
North Londoner.
And Snilla, which part did you grow up in?
So I used to be based in Battersea, so Southwest.
Exactly. So Listen, we've got different regions of London coming together and respecting one another. But as Snilla and I will both know, South is best, Errol. Okay. Just
wow. Let's not bring that up. Yeah.
It's not a competition.
But maybe I suppose we should like focus on like who we are, like, you know, where we came from, what was it like growing up, like even our journeys to Harrods. So who wants to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. Interesting one, really. Actually, Harrods is my first kind of adult job. sounds strange as someone that's been here almost 11 years. When I say that to people, they often look at me confused. But yeah, for me, yeah, I grew up in North London, you know, a nice neighbourhood. I enjoyed school, I think. You know, for me, school was quite refreshing. I did kind of have two very different experiences. You know, I went to a primary school where I was, you know, one of a handful of black children in the school. And, you know, the focus was very much on education, learning. And, you know, for me, that was kind of aligned to how, you know, the kind of values that my parents gave to me. about working hard and kind of reaping the rewards afterwards. So kind of slipping into that primary school for me just kind of really aligned really well with my parents. And then I went to a secondary school where it was actually very different, where, you know, the school's very diverse. You know, sometimes attitude towards education wasn't always kind of a priority. You know, kids wanted to be cool and, you know, dress the part and look the part. And, you know, for me, I found that, you know, quite challenging and also quite rewarding, because I think for me, I developed a different side to my personality. You know, I had to quite quickly decide if I wanted to be one of the cool kids and hang around playing football, sometimes causing trouble, or focus on my studies. And I feel like for me, I kind of struck a balance and kind of prioritized education, but also kind of making friends and meeting new people and people that were similar to me. So yeah, I enjoyed school. So I feel like I got a perfect mix of the two. And I would say I've got strong friendship groups from both. And that's kind of carried through to, I guess, university. So I went to university afterwards, after secondary school. And I feel that was a bit more balanced of everything I had experienced at primary and secondary. And I guess it was a different learning experience for me, because I was now with other talented people. And, you know, there was that kind of learning from each other, you know, learning from people with different backgrounds, just not people, learning to meet people not just from London, North London, meeting people from South like I am today. And yeah, just my kind of life experience, I guess I'll call it, just kind of grew and expanded. And I did a subject again, which was a bit closer to my heart. I studied history and politics, and it's something I enjoyed from primary school. I remember, like, in primary school doing this, like, history report on Jamaica for my mum. And, you know, I had this cute drawing of the island, and I found poems from Jamaica and all the facts. And, you know, I still have that today, you know, almost probably, like, 25 years later. And then, yeah, I carried that kind of passion through in secondary school, and I studied history and politics. And then I carried that through to university. And I think, you know, sometimes you kind of look back and think, actually, where did some of these passions start from? And I can definitely point back to where it did start from. And then, yeah, so, you know, again, lots of different experiences at university, and I kind of graduated. And I remember a friend of mine who was doing a work placement with recruitment. And I remember him calling me up saying, "Errol, I've got this placement available, 6 weeks, temp job with customer service. Are you up for it?" And I remember saying, "I guess so. I mean, I've just graduated yesterday. I could do with a job." And I remember getting on the phone to my mum saying, "Oh my God, I've got an interview with Harrods." And then I said, "Oh, wait, I need to get a suit then." So I remember going to M&S, getting a black suit, and I went into Harrods the next day and got the job, and I've just never left since. So that was kind of my route into Harrods. You know, true story. Every time I get, you know, move into a different role, I always call up my friend and say, "You know, thank you so much. You know, I'm still here today. This is what I'm doing now." And, you know, I think he's just as proud as I am. And I'm, you know, very thankful for kind of almost the leg in the door. And again, kind of going back to the careers evening, you know, I think every experience I've had at Harrods is a similar story connected to it, where someone's believed in me, someone supported me, someone's championed me, and it's something that I want to kind of give back to Harrods. So that's kind of my routine. And yes, you know, in my 11 years at Harrods, you know, I've worked with so many different teams, worked with so many fantastic leaders who've inspired me and motivated me in many different ways. And, you know, I feel very privileged to kind of be in the position that I'm in. And again, back to my motivations and to my upbringing and my values and some of my life experiences, you know, that's why I want to be part of this network. That's why I'm leading this network, and why I want to kind of try and broaden out some of these opportunities to people that might not know that they exist. So yeah, that's my journey to Harrods. What about you, Alex?
Oh, don't! I think Sinead's going to be more interested. You go first.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. So I grew up actually in the north of England. The accent comes out sometimes, okay. So just watch out.
Which part?
Just outside of Manchester. Amazing. Bolton. Yeah. But yes, maybe similar to Errol, like you know, as a mixed race person, it wasn't...
What's your background, Sunila?
So I'm half Indian, half English, which really wasn't very common back when I was a little person. So yeah, very different feelings. When I was 18, I left home, had enough, and moved to Hong Kong, the other side of the world, because that just seemed like a good adventure. And kind of didn't look back. So I've lived, in quite a lot of places. So Beijing, Hong Kong, Thailand, Spain, just having a great adventure. I used to work in international education. That was my background. And then some kind of big changes in my life meant that I came back to the UK back in 2015 and didn't know what I was going to do, kind of trying to get back on my feet. And maybe a little bit similar to Errol, had a temp job at Harrods 5.5 years ago, still here. So it's been an amazing opportunity for me. I've worked again a lot with a lot of different teams, a lot of time in the private shopping team, but starting from, being front of house, being a PA's director, doing project management, getting to go out and open Harrods Shanghai, Beijing, amazing opportunities.
Amazing. I was just thinking about mine. I mean, I also can plug another podcast that I've been on if anyone wants to listen to. But I think, who I am. I was listening to what you were saying, Errol, about, upbringing and things. And my family is the most important thing for me. We're diverse, different mixed backgrounds, speak multiple languages. But, grew up just off the Northcote Road in Clapham. Yeah, I went to primary school there, super diverse, didn't know any better. All my friends, were Italian or Greek or Maltese, or Jamaicans. It was just absolutely amazing. And then I did the last couple of years of primary school in the south coast of England, in Dorset. And actually, I would say from a family perspective, we found that quite a challenge. But equally, I suppose, just in thinking about it, because I always had an identical twin with me, it kind of never really mattered. I always had my right-hand man as such throughout, which probably eased a lot of things. And then yourself, Errol, loved education, really prioritised that. And I was just thinking about, I always felt different. I mean, I still feel different now as an individual, but I feel wonderfully different, which again is probably a mindset that's different for me as an individual. And I think as I've grown in every shape or form, in weight, in mindset, in age, I have just always embraced that, and I think I am whom I am. I'm the same professional as I am personally. I joined Harrods 11 and a half, no, I made over 12 years ago. I had a gap in between, Sunila. I moved to China. I guess I'd like to say or assume that people would say I'm probably one of the most authentic, honest directors here at Harrods, and I've never changed. I was told over 10 years ago I was too nice. And I said, I didn't say, why you think that's a bad thing? And apparently that could hinder me, but not at all. And I've grown, worked in different sort of levels within creative. And I feel really proud that from a guy from Southwest London who didn't go to private school, who is proud to be a gay man, who is a family of three girls, have never felt limited at all in my whole entire life. And the world is for me and my family to grow within. So I guess that's my story.
So I think I can see quite similar threads in all of our stories, that we've all come from quite different backgrounds, different challenges along the way. But it's just great to hear that everybody's... I mean, I thought I'd been at Harrods for a long time with 5.5 years, but listening to you two for, double that time, that you've all found our home at Harrods. This is a place that you feel comfortable, that we feel safe, and that we can be who we are.
So that brings us to the end of our takeover. It was so nice to be in a room together. We really hope everyone has a wonderful time at National Inclusion Week. And even though the focus is 1 week, it's always on. Please do subscribe if you'd like to receive more episodes as soon as they become available. But for now, that's bye from all of us. And always keep up to date with what our belonging networks at Harrods are via our Together Harrods Instagram account.